In this bulletin, displaced Palestinians return to ruins after a ceasefire takes effect in Gaza. The Nobel Peace Prize goes to the Venezuelan opposition leader. And in cricket, Andrew McDonald is optimistic Pat Cummins will play the first Ashes test. With the latest from SBS News, I'm Sydney Lang. Thousands of displaced Palestinians are making the journey to return to the ruins of their abandoned homes after a ceasefire took effect. The Israeli army began pulling troops back on Friday under the agreement to end the war. A huge column of people filed on foot north along the coastal road overlooking the sandy beaches towards Gaza City, the enclave's biggest urban area, which had been under attack just days ago in one of Israel's biggest offensives of the war. Palestinian woman Naveen Saleh is returning home to Gaza City, describing it as the most important thing.
Everyone in the area there were displaced, and now with their joy, everyone is returning. I'm very happy that I'm returning home, even though it was bombed from the beginning of the war, the first return, but I'm happy I'm returning again.
The first phase of US President Donald Trump's plan to end the war between Israel and the Hamas militant group gives Israeli troops 24 hours to pull from positions in urban areas, although they will still control more than half of Gaza. Venezuelan opposition leader Maria Corina Machado has received the 2025 Nobel Peace Prize for her work fighting dictatorship in the country. The 58-year-old industrial engineer, who lives in hiding, was unable to challenge President Nicolas Maduro in 2024 after she was blocked from running by Venezuelan courts. She dedicated her award to the Venezuelan people and to United States President Donald Trump, who had expressed his desire to win the award. Chair of the Norwegian Nobel Committee, Jorgen Vatne Fridnes, says she has been a key unifying figure for Venezuela.
She is receiving the Nobel Peace Prize for her tireless work promoting democratic rights for the people of Venezuela and for her struggle to achieve a just and peaceful transition from dictatorship to democracy.
Multiple people are dead and others missing after an explosion at a U.S. military munitions plant in the state of Tennessee. The blast, which people reported hearing and feeling kilometres away, occurred at Accurate Energetic Systems in rural Tennessee. The company's website says it makes and tests explosives at an 8-building facility that sprawls across wooded hills near Bucksnort, a town about 97 kilometres southwest of Nashville. Humphreys County Sheriff Chris Davis said at a news conference the cause of the explosion was not immediately known and the investigation could take days. Reserve Bank Governor Michelle Bullock warned rising prices in Australia's services sector remain difficult to contain, despite the national economy sitting in a good position. Monthly inflation rose to 3% in the year to August, up from 2.8% to July. That is the upper end of the central bank's target range of 2 to 3%. Ms. Bullock says risks remain in the services sector, where inflation is yet to be fully tamed.
In Australia, like many other countries overseas, services inflation does remain a little sticky. It is higher, it's being offset by slightly lower goods inflation, but services inflation is still up around 3%, and in some countries it's a bit higher than that. So generally broad-based, there is a bit of difference, as there always is, in different components of inflation, but we target total inflation, we don't target individual components of it.
Australia's economy is dominated by the service sector, which includes areas like education and healthcare and professions like hairdressing. To cricket now, Australia coach Andrew McDonald insists he's still optimistic Pat Cummins will play the first Ashes test, despite the captain facing a narrow timeline on his return. Cummins hasn't bowled since Australia's tour of the West Indies in July, with scans last week showing a stress injury in his back has not yet healed. Officials say they could know by next week whether Cummins will play at Optus Stadium, but insist it is far too early to know his availability for the summer. The first test in Perth is now 6 weeks away, and Scott Boland is the likely man to replace him. You're listening to SBS News. I'm Sydney Lang.